A relative of mine has long been inspired to move to Israel. Since there are family issues that seem to counter-indicate such a move, he discussed the matter with his rabbi. His rabbi's advice was that he not pursue Aliyah at this time. My relative is content with this resolution for several years. However, upon reading Em Habonim Smecha, he is having second thoughts. On page 49, English translation, Kol Mevasser Publications, Rabbi Teichtel states that even rabbis may fail to admit the true value of Aliyah. This one has a profitable business or factory or a prestigious job which provides great satisfaction. They are afraid their status will decline if they go to Eretz Yisrael. People of this sort are influenced by their deep-rooted selfish motives to such an extent that they themselves do not realize that their prejudice speaks on their behalf. My relative's quandary is that he doesn't know if his rabbi is giving him Torah true counsel and that Aliyah would be a bad mistake at this time, or if the rabbi is self-conscious of his own failure to make Aliyah and thus will certainly not encourage his flock to leave him. How would you advise my relative to proceed? Anonymous from Brooklyn. Even though Rabbi Teichtel says what he says in the Sefer, he says it's possible that there may be rabbis like that. You don't have to be choshed that a rabbi that you know that you go to with other questions, it's just a serious nature, that he is nogeya bedover. The Chazon Ish says that this kind of negiyus does not passel a rav from giving good advice to someone else, even if he's nogeya. And unless you know for sure that the rabbi is speaking from his bias, which is very, very hard to believe, then if he's giving you advice, he's giving you advice based on your situation, and you can accept that like you accept everything else that you go to your Rav for, and are not choshed that he is telling you things that are negiyus. If you have a shot like that, then you shouldn't be going to this rabbi for anything. If you want to, then maybe ask another Rav who doesn't have any personal negiyus with you and see what he says. But I would say that you should follow the Das Torah of the Rav that you go to for all your shilas and not be choshish that he's telling you something that comes from his own negiyus.